The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, and really happy to speak to Fran Connolly from England Netball. The one final I miss, and you had cakes at the final. What's that about?
Oh, my apologies, Andy. We'll make sure there are cakes there for you next year. But I think this year we deserve to well and truly celebrate in style. So, yes, we brought the cakes in. It's been a season to remember. And I felt that we needed at least cakes to celebrate.
It's just everybody that watched it, that got involved with it, really made it what it was.
And it's been a tremendous team effort, I have to say. It's certainly been a season like no other, and it's taken a huge amount of effort behind the scenes from everyone involved, from clubs, from players, to partners, to officials, to England Netball staff, and many, many more to pull off this season. But I think it's a great example of a tremendous team effort in such challenge, in really challenging circumstances. So we're just thrilled that we've got to the end point and we were all able to celebrate and actually welcome some fans into the arena to celebrate with us.
And I suppose that for you would have been the most satisfying thing, obviously. It was probably the most satisfying season, just with everything that had gone on and having that team around you just to get through it the other side.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, after the disappointment of last year, where we absolutely tried everything possible as a sport, as a league, to get the Vitality Netball Super League back on, and sadly weren't able to. This year, we weren't going to let anything stand in our way. So we spent quite a number of probably days, weeks, months planning this central venue league in it to deliver the sport in a very different way, to make sure that the season could go ahead and we could bring joy not just back to the clubs and the players involved in the league, but to the wider netball family who, quite frankly, have, you know, been through it for the last 12 months. And we wanted to be able to shine a light on the sport and raise their spirits in challenging times.
There would have been plenty of different plans. How involved with Sky in those early conversations?
Incredibly involved, and I think it's thanks to Sky and this fantastic partnership that we've been able to grow with them that we were able to bring the league to everyone this season. You know, without Sky and without the coverage and support that they gave us, it wouldn't have been half of the festival of celebrations. We're really grateful to Sky for their ongoing support. We've reached 15 years in the partnership, and I think that's been a fantastic journey. You know, Sky have been with us through the highs, through the lows, through everything else in between, and they've shone a light on the sport. You know, they've told our story, they brought us closer to fans, and that's exactly what they did this season when they jumped in and said, you know, if you're going to run a central venue league, there's a fantastic opportunity for us to really elevate the visibility of the sport. And I think we've had 2 million views across the season, whether that's through linear broadcast or whether that's through their streaming platform on YouTube. They've been able to take the sport to many households that we've never been able to reach before. So we are hugely grateful to the support and the ongoing partnership with Sky.
Is it potentially far too early to say about next season? Because obviously we had that mix of TV and YouTube. Maybe would England Netball as a whole have to go to franchises once you've got all that data in front of you and review it?
Yeah, I think the Central Venue League this season gave us a really unique opportunity, really, because everything was based in one place. Sky could set up for the weekend, they could bring in all the team that they needed, and they could really work closely with the clubs, with the players, and work with the events team. And I hope in the nicest possible way we're not in that situation next year where we have to do a Central Venue League because of COVID protocols and because we can't let fans in. You know, I really hope we're back in local arenas and we're able to celebrate with those local fans that we've missed as part of the journey this season. But when, if we look at the visibility next season, we're going to be working extremely hard to keep this elevated presence of the league and of the sport, because we've seen the many, many benefits already that it can bring. So we'll be discussing things with Sky. We'll be reviewing over the next month how things have gone. We'll be looking at all the facts, the figures and the trends. And then we'll start pretty quickly to looking forward to the 2022 season and work out how collectively we can make the most of a season which hopefully will be in a traditional home and away format.
That on and off court branding, really dynamic and really showcased it. Maybe a new standard?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in terms of the whole event this season, in terms of the whole spectacle and the event production, it's really felt like we've been able to elevate that. And I think it's looked terrific. We've had some lovely feedback from fans across the country, and it seems like we've lifted their spirits in the deepest, darkest midst of lockdown earlier this year. So I'm really glad that hopefully it brought smiles to faces around the community. If they couldn't access netball in their communities on grassroots courts, you know, they were able to see it week in, week out in a way that, you know, took netball to another level, I think.
Obviously, you know the benefits of hosting games at the Copper Box. What about Studio One in Wakefield? How was that chosen?
It was great. When we went out in the search for a central venue league, we weren't looking for a production park. We weren't looking for something of that nature. But actually, they came through the kind of bidding process when we opened this up, and they said, we think we've got something that could meet your needs. And because it gave us a completely blank canvas, it is a TV studio, we could just kit it out exactly how we wanted it to. And we took a lot of learning from that first part of the season, and hopefully people will feel we translated it to the second part of the season when we moved down to the Copper Box. So behind the scenes, it looked very different to us and to the event team, but hopefully on broadcast or through streaming platforms, you didn't notice so much of a difference.
Sponsors have been key, obviously, just keeping everybody aware that they're there and they're still fully supporting. And that importance of having Vitality and Jaffa, just giving them something to recognise and they were still involved and still have their product visible.
We've been tremendously lucky, you know, not just through Super League, but as a whole sport through these last 16 months, that our loyal partners have stayed loyal in what has been really trying circumstances for them. And all our partners have travelled with us on this journey. And at every point they've said, you know, what can we do to help you return the sport? They've genuinely tried to help us activate and get the sport back up and running as quickly as possible. And absolutely, you know, you called out a couple of them there in Vitality and Jaffa, and there's many, many more behind the scenes. But we also must recognise, you know, the tremendous efforts that the government went to this year to help us when we were in a difficult position, where we didn't know whether financially ourselves as England Netball or the clubs could return the Super League this season. So through the Sport Winter Survival Package, we were lucky enough to be a recipient of some of the grants that were distributed. And that allowed us to run the Central Venue League. That alongside additional financial support from Sport England that went into things like the medical care, has been an absolute lifeline for us in what otherwise could have been a really, really challenging year.
The league itself, to be fair, has been pretty lucky with everything that's gone on. Very few cancellations or actual games.
We have been incredibly lucky, but I think that's absolute testament to the efforts behind the scenes of clubs, of players, of officials, of staff, of partners, because they have gone above and beyond this season, Andy, and they've had to make some real sacrifices. You know, they've stuck rigidly to protocols. They've had to travel far more than they would have in a traditional season. And for many of the players in the league and the staff involved, they have full-time jobs outside of netball. So they have made great sacrifices and spent a huge amount of time away from their families. And we are hugely grateful and forever indebted to what they've shown and the commitment they've shown to the league this season. But I think we got to this position because they have been so dedicated and so committed. And if you look across the country, and even probably if you look across the globe, there are very few leagues that have got through the season so smoothly. And we were really close to the clean sweep. You know, we never imagined when we started planning this league that we'd have no postponements and no cancellations. And I think we got to kind of week 17, 18 and thought, we might do it. And we were so close. But just to the final hurdle, you know, we had one positive COVID test that led to the sad cancellation of two of those matches. But I think in the grand scheme of things, we fared really well in what could have been a really difficult, difficult time. And I think what people don't realise about netball behind the scenes probably is that if we have one COVID positive test and that person has mixed with the other group of players in their club in the last 2 days, then the whole team goes into isolation. So we should have, if you look at the general probability, we should have lost a lot more matches than we did compared to other sports that don't have to isolate their whole squads. But we didn't. And as I said, that's testament to the sheer dedication from people involved in this league.
How about Ben's photos lifting the league to another level, especially this season?
He has been absolutely fantastic. He's been another partner, I guess, behind the scenes who's travelled this whole journey with us. There's been fantastic photography. I know he gets shots from absolutely every angle, and they're quite emotive. I often see them on social media and think, wow, you know, you've really captured the essence of what went on that particular day perfectly. It's quite spine tingling sometimes. He's a fantastic photographer. Does an absolutely incredible job for our sport.
So speaking of which, have you got an image that sticks in your head of 2021? I've got a few options. Beth lifting the trophy after everything she's gone through. Natasha dressed as Smurfette. Or how about Gary in his 12th consecutive final?
Oh, there's so many stories, isn't there, Andy?
But that's the thing, every one of them has got a story behind the picture.
There's so many. You know, I could speak for hours about the stories that have come out of this year's season. And I think the really positive thing is that we know those stories now. You know, in a traditional season where we have limited visibility, it's hard to tell that story and people don't connect with the sport throughout the whole journey of the league. But this year, everyone's seen every part of the league. And I think, again, you know, we've really tried to elevate the communications and marketing around the league this year, and so have the clubs. And I think that's helped people come closer to the athletes involved, the incredible athletes we have involved in the league, get to know them a little bit better. And that just means that we're extra excited when they have a success or they have an achievement like Beth. And, you know, what a credible return for Beth to the court. And I think it made me quite emotional, you know, watching Beth and watching Layla hug at the end of that Super League final and just thinking what they've been through and the challenges that they faced in the last couple of years. I think for me, it makes me really excited that people like that can come through those challenges and perform in the way they did. You know, they've been incredible athletes this season, and it makes me feel really positive about the journey ahead. I think this season has made us be really excited about that journey and that future, and there's a lot to look forward to going forward.
Fans of the league as well, just the sheer fact that it got underway and it reached its conclusion, it was really special just to almost celebrate with Lightning.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think the final was absolutely around Loughborough Lightning. And I say, I'm thrilled and I should congratulate them for their first ever title, lifting the trophy for the first time, because I've been there for the three finals where they haven't quite made it over the line. So I personally was really delighted for them, but it felt far more of a celebration for the sport. That really captivated and captured what the sport's been through for the last 16 months. We have battled against so many challenges to return every single part of the sport. And that the culmination of all those things together and reaching that final, you know, at the time we predicted, we didn't have to delay that final. I think it was reason to celebrate in households, or netballing households at least, across the whole country.
Maybe a thank you to the fans as well. Obviously, that's not been a standard season, but we really got through it as a team. Thanks to us from you, and you to Netball family, really.
And a huge thank you to you, Andy, and all of our faithful followers this last season, and particularly to the fans who, you know, in traditional times would be sat in arenas with us and cheering on their local sides. And they've adapted and they've become agile, and they've still managed to, we've still managed to feel that support from afar, even if they weren't in arenas with us. I think, you know, looking outside of the Super League season for a second, the incredible, incredible support we have through England Netball members over the last 16 months. Is one of the reasons that we're still here and the sport is still healthy. Because when we launched a year ago, when we launched the Rise Again campaign, it really was a campaign to save our sport. We didn't know how resilient our organisation was going to be able to be through the next year. And we asked them to renew their memberships at a time where there was no certainty that they could take to court. So for the thousands and thousands of members that came out and paid and renewed their membership, we are forever indebted. And for me, you know, one of my most emotional memories of the last year is watching the Roses take to court in the Vitality Legend Series back in January, and seeing all those names of the members who paid that full fee when they didn't have to on the court, and the Roses walking across it. That's one of the memories that I always hold dear as we move forward.
The league's just finished. Obviously, plans moving forward as we head into Com Games. How are you going to maintain this over the next few months? I mean, we know that Scotland, Wales and Nepal, Northern Ireland are going to have a tournament. So what's planned for England? Are we waiting until Sonia gets over and settled for a bit?
Well, we are planning hard and fast behind the scenes, and we're looking forward to a really hopefully bumper packed international season that's certainly fast approaching. So we're working hard behind the scenes to confirm fixtures, and I hope in the not too distant future we'll have some good news for the netball family. But we are going to do everything we can to give the Roses the best possible preparation in the run up to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham next year. We owe it to them to give them the best possible preparation so they can go in there and defend their title. And I feel like on the back of the last season, the whole netball family will be behind them when they do that. So lots of planning in place for an international season. We're also very much in planning stage for a new community season. So hopefully in the not too distant future, we'll get to a position where we can then at last remove the modifications and in September return people to what is more normal netball, more normal form of netball. It really does feel like we're beginning to pick up the momentum again, and we're getting back in some shape or form to where we were, 12 months ago.
Which is really good to hear. And obviously with everything that's gone on, the almost demand that now we can actually get back out and get playing again safely, really important.
Really, really important. And I think we have got through this period due to some fantastic efforts of some of the volunteer community, not just the members that have stuck with us, but the volunteers behind the scenes. We've got 2,500 COVID officers that have worked tirelessly for the last year to make sure that the community protocols are all in place and people can safely take to courts. And it will be them that, help us and support us to get back to some kind of normality when the restrictions lift. And we need to be careful, and we're closely watching the government guidance about how and when we do that, but it doesn't feel like any longer it's far away. So I think that's the good news, and hopefully come September, pretty much all of the lights across netball will be switched back on.
Thanks as always for your support. Before we go to the news on if you want to volunteer at Birmingham 2022, head on over to birmingham2022.com/volunteering, and hope you heard our podcast with Emma a few weeks ago about the benefits.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.